What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're doing an interview with a much-beloved but seldom-met character named Pipey O'Houlihan.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Pipey O, and thanks to our patrons Caleb, James, and David, who suggested we interview Pipey.
I think you're mistaken. I just come here to fix my magic diamond.
Oh, that must be because of Emma C's question. What if Pipey O had to fix a diamond, right?
Yeah, I needed to come someplace very, very boring so I would be safe.
My studio isn't boring.
No, no, no. I meant all of What Is World.
Hey, What Is World is pretty awesome, too.
Sure, you keep telling yourself that, Mr. Eric.
So, Pipey O, for our listeners who maybe haven't met you yet, can you just tell us quickly about yourself?
Oh, sure. I'm a sewer wizard, and I travel through sewer pipes using my magic wrench, which is kind of like my magic wand. And also, sometimes I live in the interwat, because why not?
And as for your accent...
Oh, yeah, well, much like you, Mr. Eric, I'm Italian on my mother's side, and Irish on my father's side.
Yeah, but I don't talk like that.
Oh, maybe you would if you spent more time in What If World.
So you're a sewer wizard with a magic wrench and a weird accent who jumps through pipes and sometimes lives in the interwat, and your name's Pipey O'Houlihan?
Yeah.
But you've never heard of Mario by any chance?
Well, my grandmother's name was Mary O'Houlihan.
But... does the name Luigi ring a bell?
Well, it is my cousin Louis Gallagher, but we would never call him a Luigi.
So you might say you're similar to, but legally distinct from any of those characters?
Oh, of course, Mr. Eric. Let's get to the story.
Oh, sure, yeah, sorry. Well, our first question comes from Eric, a patron whose name is spelled E-R-Y-K. Eric asks, why do you dislike Wowzer so much?
Oh, well, if not for Wowzer, my magic diamond never get broken.
Is that a flashback sound?
It's a flashback sound, Mr. Eric.
Okay. Ever since Wowzer had discovered that he did not need to be a boss monster and had never really needed to guard any magical treasure, he'd been searching all across What If World and the Interwat to find his purpose.
Bow wow, how am I ever gonna find what I meant to do? Who I meant to be?
Barked Wowzer, who was part dog, part dragon, part turtle. He'd gone from a mushroom world, to an underwater world, to a world made entirely of building blocks, to a world full of giants. But no one on any of these worlds could tell him what to do and who to be and how to live.
I miss being a boss monster. Things were so much simpler.
But what Wowzer hadn't realized is that as he searched for his purpose from one world through the next, turning over rocks, lifting up houses, lapping up rivers, wiggling through garbage, he left a big, stinky, ruinous mess wherever he went.
Wowzer, you gotta stop all this,
said Pipey O'Houlihan, pouring out of a drain pipe in Wowzer's latest world, where everyone was a big old bug.
How can I stop? I don't know who I am anymore,
said Wowzer, grabbing onto the drain pipe and peering through it with a reptilian eye.
Maybe who I meant to be is through this drain pipe, probably.
Oh, look, a filthy human crawling around on our clean ground,
buzzed a giant fly person from the sky.
And some kind of dragon turtle dog. You'd think with all those things they'd be at least a little bit bug,
complained a giant beetle flying next to the fly.
Look, Wowzer, you're messing up every world that you go to. I'm just trying to help.
But you're not making it easy.
And with that, Pipey O swung his magic wand in circles, grabbed hold of Wowzer's hand, and pulled him back through with a drainpipe. Just as the giant fly and beetle zzzz crashed into the spot where they'd been.
Humans are so gross.
I don't know what natural function could require a creature to look like that.
So, Pipio, you've been chasing Wowzer from world to world while he leaves a path of destruction in his wake? That does sound pretty bothersome.
Yeah, I know he's confused, but he's making life hard for a lot of people. And until he understands that, he's dangerous.
Well, our next question comes from a patron named Zara, who asks, has Fred the dog ever chewed on your wand?
No.
He asked me, Fred.
Well, don't listen to him. He's lying.
Fred, this is Pipey's interview.
Well, I was just trying to help anyway.
What's he talking about, Pipey-o?
Well, I knew I needed more magic to capture this Wowzer, so I went to the only other magician I know.
You didn't.
You did,
said Abacus P. Grumbler, somehow aware that he was in a flashback and what had been said in the previous scene, even though it took place in the future.
Precisely, Mr. Eric.
No, please don't talk to me. It makes the flashback so much more confusing.
Oh, fine. Pipio, what can I do to help you?
I need to make my wand more powerful so I can stop a Wowzer and teach him that there's more to searching than just destroying everything around you.
Well, you've come to the right place. I think you just need a better wand. I mean, a big metal wrench. How is that magical at all?
Abacus didn't realize, but he was actually asking Ambi's question. Why is your magic wand a wrench?
Hey, stop interrupting, Mr. Eric.
Sorry.
Well, Abacus, I'm a sewer wizard. There's not just the one kind of magic in the world, you know?
Oh, how short-sighted I've been.
So you don't have, like, a better wrench or nothing?
Oh, well, let me just see my wand collection here.
Mumbled Abacus, opening his closet door to reveal...
Fred!
Oh, hi, Abacus. Oh, good thing you're here. I just found a woodpecker pecking on your wand, so I was trying to chase them away with my teeth. But they just kept jumping from one wand to the other, so you know, what was I supposed to do?
Except chew all of my wands. Again.
No. No, I'm not chewing your wand at all.
You're chewing my wand, you silly puppy.
Oh, it's really hard on my teeth. But fortunately, the magic keeps growing the teeth back, so I could just chew all day.
Let it go. The fate of the very world may be a stick.
The fate of the very world may be a stick?
No, at stake.
Sorry, I'm an old dog. It's kind of hard of hearing.
So Abacus couldn't help you? And Fred made your wand even weaker?
Yeah, but I don't want to talk about that. It's been a very difficult time.
Okay, well, let's lighten it up with a question from Orson, who asks, what do you eat?
Oh, mostly gold coins. Sometimes a mushroom. Maybe a feather here and there.
Except for the mushrooms, that sounds like a pretty terrible diet.
And in theory, if I eat the sun, I get the superpowers and can do flips for like 10 seconds.
But you have to eat an entire... sun to do that?
Yeah, probably not a very good exchange on the celestial level. That's why I needed to find a diamond instead.
Well, that brings us to our next question from Tabitha, who asks, how in the world do you fit into all those pipes?
Well, it's usually easy if my wands are working, but after it's been a chewed on by a puppy.
Sorry about that.
Pipey O'Houlihan was using the powers of the Interwhat, which connects all of What If World. Through a sewer system, apparently.
Okay, I need to find a magician who uses like more tools, or is like into the water maybe.
His wand glowed fitfully with green light, but it seemed to get a little bit brighter as he stood in front of a little service pipe, smaller even than his tiny Irish-Italian body. And, admittedly, pretty big head.
If I got a big head, it's because you got a big head, Mr. Eric.
I know we have a lot in common. Just get through the pipe. I bet you're gonna find what you need on the other side.
Yeah, easy for you to say.
Pipio tapped the pipe with his wand, which would normally shrink him down to just the size he needed to be to zip right on through. But this time his head got stuck.
Hello? Anybody on the other end of this pipe?
Is someone calling through my bathtub?
Echoed a voice from the other side. It was Petrina the Pirate, famous retired adventurer and witch.
Yeah, Fred the dog chewed my wand, and now I can't really travel through the pipes so good.
Okay, just give me a minute.
Pipio heard some rummaging from up above, and then something oily was pouring down the pipes and over his body.
Now you should be able to wiggle through just fine.
Did you just pour grease down your bathtub?
That's right. Now just wriggle your way up.
Oh, this is so demeaning.
Then Pipio, finishing his hardest teleportation ever, wiggled, wriggled, and squirmed his way through this sewer pipe to emerge, still half his usual size, in Petrina the Pirate's bathtub.
Right, towel yourself off. And here's that diamond you were looking for.
If you're so magical, you know I needed a diamond. Why didn't you just magic me out of the pipe?
That wasn't magic. Abacus gave me a call, and I'm retired anyway. Figured you'd need every ounce of this diamond's power if you were gonna capture that Wowzer.
Why, that's perfectly reasonable, but I wanted to be mad.
Okay, off you go. The diamond should fix your wand just in time to get you to Mr. Eric's interview.
Oh, no, all of this just to get the back of the present?
That's how stories work sometimes.
And indeed, clamping down the wrench onto the diamond, fixed the chewed up magic wrench wand.
But in the process, cracked the diamond itself.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. Well, good luck to you.
Are you kidding me? I'm just back of where I started.
I heard one of the world's most wise and powerful sorceresses lived on this pirate ship. So I will eat you up and then have the wisdom and power to do what I'm meant to do. Whatever that is.
And the Wowzers here are perfect.
Oh, don't worry yourself about it. Just go have a nice time with Mr. Eric.
Petrina the Pirate's glass eye glowed, and her long coat and hair flared out behind her, as if billowed by a sudden wind.
It's been a while since I faced off with a titanically powerful beastie. Oh, too bad you'll miss my incredible display of magic and prowess. Okay, off with ye.
Oh, but I want to see the magic of battle.
Maybe when you're older. Now, show.
And with a twiddle of her fingers, Pipio was sucked back in through his pipe and into my studio at the beginning of this interview several minutes ago.
So now you see why I've been a little impatient to get the diamond fixed.
I'm sure Petrina the Pirate's battle isn't that epic.
Wowzer! You're amazing!
Oh, I know. Thank you, little one.
I'm a thousand times your size.
And yet to me, you are still small.
Ooh, actually, if the sound effects are bleeding straight through into what is world, it is probably pretty epic.
Okay, come on. You got our last question to ask?
Yes. Our last question is from a patron named Alfie. Alfie wants to know, have you ever caught Wowzer?
What a perfect time to ask that question. I just finished patching up the cracks in this diamond.
With what?
With all of these interview questions from you kids.
Really?
Yeah, aren't gems in what is world powered by curiosity?
No, I don't think they're powered by anything. Maybe rocks, physics, millions of years.
Who has that kind of time?
Not you!
My roof!
It's time to catch you once and for all, Wowzer!
Hey, you two, I'm not sure if you know this, but my studio is actually neutral territory. No epic battles here, please.
I'm not looking for a battle. Petrina the Pirate taught me that we can find our purpose in life without smashing things. She's so wise and powerful.
Don't forget beautiful.
But Wowzer, I've been telling you that for years. Why you never listen to me?
You've always seen me as a problem to be fixed. It's hard to listen to someone who criticizes you all the time.
What's with everyone in these perfectly reasonable explanations today?
That's really great to hear, Wowzer. So, are you any closer to finding your purpose in life?
No, but I think I'll start by visiting all the worlds I trampled through and help fix things up.
That's a great idea. Maybe you like a little company from a friend who isn't so critical?
Sounds divine.
Amazing. Well, you two can start by fixing this giant hole in my ceiling.
Thank you for everything, Petrina the Pirate.
All in a day's work for us retirees.
It's just, there are birds in the studio.
Hey, I bet that my magic a diamond wand wrench could take us both anywhere in the what-if world.
Wowzer!
I really shouldn't be getting this much sun.
Let's go, old buddy.
Guess I'll just get a tarp from the tarp store.
The end, Mr. Eric.
Caleb, James, and David, I hope you enjoyed our interview with Pipe O'Houlihan. And another quick thanks to Alfie, Tabitha, Ambie, Orson, Zara, Eric, and Emma C. for all their interview questions.
Fred the Dog here to shout out George, who is 7 years old. And of course he loves me.
Then we must shout out Sam, who loves Roblox, their dog, and of course me, Guthuncle.
JF Cat here to meow out Cecilia Heath, age 7, who must love kitty cats, including me.
Draco Max here to shout out Brendan. Brendan likes to play Fortnite. Brendan is 9 years old, and Brendan likes me, Draco Max.
And also me, Fred the Dog. Thank you, Brendan.
Finally, you get me, Alabaster Zero, here to shout out Emmeline Keenan, pronouns she, her. Emmeline is 7 years old, from Tel Aviv, Israel.
And I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Miss Lynn, my producer, Craig Martinson for his theme song, and all you kids at home who know that no one gets to tell you your purpose. You gotta get out there and try things out until you discover it for yourself. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICANN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICANN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.